Good morning, audio boo. It is 26 minutes past midnight in the UK on Monday the 23rd of November. And you're probably thinking, not like Claire to do a boo at this time. Unless she's recording foxes and things, but no. I've been faffing about with my internet again. Still no connection. We are still offline, plus net, thank you very much. So just a little recap and an update. Went to do some things on Monday evening, which was the 16th. No internet. Thought, might just be down, might just be doing work. Finally managed to find a contact number for Plusnet. Rang them up Tuesday morning. Waited half an hour on the phone on hold and then an hour talking to this guy. It's a good job, it's a free phone number, isn't it? 0800 number. Talking to this guy, who, to be fair, his name was Callum and he was very thorough. And we did router tests and logging into the router. We even plugged the laptop directly into the, I'll get it right today, DSL modem. And it failed, connection failed. So he told me it was probably a fault in the exchange. And that it would report the fault. And hopefully it should be fixed, back up and running, within 3 days. And that I didn't need to contact Plusnet, they'd be in contact with me. So it got to Friday. Still no internet. No comunicado from Plusnet. Saturday, I decided I would ring up. And got through to a guy called Chris. And Chris told me that the fault had been reported but nobody had gotten round to it yet, and that there wasn't anything he could look into on his side because they were having maintenance work done on their side. Okay, that, you know, fair enough. But he would ring me back Sunday morning before midday. Okay, that's fine, no problem. Now, because I am visually impaired, I asked Dominic, who was my partner, to look at the lights and stuff that are on router, because I can see them. I can just about make them out individually if I have my nose basically on my router. But they apparently have symbols on them and stuff, and I don't know what they are. And I to see which ones are lit, I have to put my fingers on other ones to kind of block them out, if that makes sense. Anyway, Dominic had to go out because he'd got a job to do before it went dark, and it goes dark at 4:30. Got to 12 o'clock. No, still no phone call, so Dominic had to go out anyway. So anyway, I thought I would get on with some audio work that I've got to do for a project. So I was recording that. Phone rang. It was 2:45. Just missed it. And it was this guy, Chris, telling me that they'd tried to sort the fault remotely, and could I turn my router on at about 4:00? Could I, if the lights didn't come on, could I do a factory reset and then see what happened from there? I also got a text message and an email. I can check emails on my phone because I've got data on my phone, although Lord knows how much my phone bill's going to be. Anyway, I'll hurry up with this story. So I left it a bit, so about 4:45, plugged everything in, turned everything on, still the same three lights, the power, the Ethernet, and the broadband lights are on. The Wi-Fi is kind of on, but not. But it's the internet light that needs to be on and it isn't. There were three lights on the DSL modem. The power, the thing that goes into phone socket, and the LAN connection, they're all on. So anyway, still no sign. I've tried another cable going from the modem into the socket. I've tried another Ethernet cable. Now, do people think that it is a fault in the exchange, or do people think it could be my router or my DSL modem? Because PlusNet want to send out an engineer. Now, that's the next step. And if it's found that the internal wiring or my equipment is at fault, then I've got to pay £50. Why? When it's their router, their modem, so why should I have to pay £50? What do people think? What's people's opinions on this? And has anybody had to pay this £50 before? Because it's really annoyed me. You know, I've been without service for nearly a week. Well, a week this afternoon. It went off at 2:30, according to PlusNet's log, on Monday the 16th. 2:30 in the afternoon it went off. So that's a week. And I don't know what to do. Well, I do. I'm just so angry, though. And I know I've got to be calm on phone with these people, but it's really, really frustrating me because nobody seems to be communicating, well, apart from this Chris guy, nobody's communicating with me. And why should I have to pay for an engineer? If it's the wiring that's at fault, they put the thing in, they provided the router and the modem. So I don't know what the problem is. But if anybody's experienced anything like this before, I would appreciate them to get in contact, you to get in contact with me, especially with where PlusNet are concerned. So, you know, I went with this company because they were recommended to me by loads of people that are already customers and have never had any problems with them as far as I know. So, I'm just a bit disappointed, and I will be ringing them tomorrow, well, later today. So, that's it. Bye for now. Pause recording.